Mining takes center stage this month. The state Senate's new mining committee is scheduled to hold informational meetings to learn more about what a possible new mining bill should include. The panel's chairman, Tim Cullen, wants to start from scratch.
So I thought we had the chance this summer and fall to go back to point zero, and let's learn a couple things. One, what is Wisconsin's mining law? What's the basis for it? Why is it the way it is? And if it should be changed at all, how should it be changed and why?
The Janesville Democrat says it's also important to clarify a significant point that he believes had not been addressed in the last legislative session.
So Wisconsin's not the only player in deciding whether a mining company gets a permit. The Army Corps of Engineers has a significant role. The Federal Environmental Protection Agency has a significant role, as do the Native American tribes, if their lands are impacted by a proposed mine.
Cullen says during the last session, the legislature wanted to speed up passage of the bill as if there were no existence of these other entities. All new discussions could be moot after November elections if Republicans regain control of the Senate. A mining bill that passed the Assembly earlier this year would have made it easier for Gogebic Taconite to start construction on a $1.5 billion open-pit iron ore mine up north in Iron and Ashland counties, but that legislation failed in the Senate. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.